Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintainx.com/AI.
The road to the MLB All-Star Game presented by MasterCard starts with you. Who will take the field this July? The power is in your hands. Phase 1 of the 2026 Konami eBaseball MLB All-Star Ballot is open. Vote up to 5 times daily for your favorite stars. And get a bonus daily vote by downloading the Konami eBaseball MLB Pro Spirit game. Top vote getters advance for the chance to be a starter. Cast your ballots at MLB.com/vote. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, let's kick off another week, Lake Show. News Talk 830 WCCO, Monday Night Football edition of the Lake Show, because just a few blocks down the street is U.S. Bank Stadium, and the Minnesota Vikings will be hosting the Chicago Bears this evening, which is the first topic that I want to start with tonight here on the show and for the week. And it has to do with the quarterback, Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold, who is the darling of Minnesota sports right now, he is one of the more talked about individuals in the NFL right now, both local and nationally, with how he's quarterbacked this year. Sam Darnold, in my opinion, has something to lose tonight. Potentially, something to lose tonight. Sam Darnold needs to play well, okay? And I think that he will. But I just want to put that out there. He needs to play well tonight. And I say this because this is the first, or not the first, but the last bad team that the Minnesota Vikings will face this season, being the Chicago Bears. And right now, it's all about dollar signs for Sam Darnold in his camp. He has had a phenomenal season. But I feel like we're in this. It doesn't matter. It isn't how you start. It's how you finish phase with Sam. Because we hear that all the time, right? It isn't how you start. It's how you finish. It's great that this team is 11-2. And after tonight, I believe, will be 12-2. It is about, to me, what happens not the rest of this regular season necessarily, just that, but also what happens in the postseason. The Minnesota Vikings right now, tied for first place, not only in the division, but also in the NFC Conference. The Lions have 2 losses. Thank you, Buffalo. The Philadelphia Eagles right there. And then your Minnesota Vikings. So all is right in the world. Things look awesome for the Vikings. But Sam Darnold right now, he's seeing dollar signs. He's like, we got to get this cooking. We got to get this going. And you can sit there and you can say what you want. But we know this, and we know it's a fact, that matchups at the end of the year that are nationally televised games matter. So do I think that Sam Darnold is going to be viewed as a horrible quarterback if the Vikings don't play well tonight, or he does have a great game, or they were to lose? No, it doesn't change my opinion necessarily. But I'm not an owner. I'm not an agent for Sam Darnold. I'm not the people that are out there in the market talking about what his value is. Well, just look here. ESPN.com. I've got it pulled up. The headline story. Sam Darnold is about to get paid. How it affects his free agency, J.J. McCarthy, and the Vikings. So what do we know about Sam Darnold? Do we know that Sam Darnold is going to be the quarterback for the Vikings next year? We don't know that. Because we know that we drafted J.J. McCarthy. Okay? So we know that the Vikings have options. Right? We know. That's what we know. We know he's the quarterback for right now. We know that we've got a quarterback waiting in the wings. And we know that the Vikings have options on how they want to play this out. Whether it's, okay, yeah, we know what we got in J.J. So we believe that we could go and take the next steps next year. Or the thought could be, we see J.J., he's progressing from a surgery. He's not able to really, you know, perform or do anything yet. We'll see what happens in the spring and summertime. But we know what Sam is. We know how Sam's progressed. Because he's been working with Kevin O'Connell every single day. And we know that Sam Darnold's going to get paid. But the question is, how much is he going to get paid? The question is, who is going to pay him? What does payment look like? Does payment look like franchise tag? Does payment look like, okay, yeah, we're going to extend him and give him a couple-year contract? Which I wouldn't be in that camp. That's not something that I would be focused on. Because if you think that J.J. McCarthy is all that and you want to invest a first-round pick in him, and I get it, things change, right? I don't think anybody thought that Sam Darnold was going to play to this level. But he is. Vikings, by the way, this tells you how much belief people have in the Vikings right now and how much belief they have in Sam Darnold. The Minnesota Vikings are favored by 7. That's a lot of points for the Vikings to be favored over the Chicago Bears. Seriously. But what do you make of my assessment about Darnold? Do you agree that you look at the way that this season has played out and acknowledge that, yeah, we're feeling good about him? He's got to continue to progress and show that he's that guy? Or do you think, he's shown enough? I don't think that there's, in my opinion, there isn't any he's shown enough. 651-461-9226. I think he's got to do something. Like, let's just say worst case scenario. They fell flat on their face tonight and Sam Darnold had a bad game. We can sit there and say season's not over. They're still in the race for the division. They're going to the postseason, which they clinched yesterday when Green Bay helped them out by beating Seattle. Bottom line, though, is you're as good as your last game. We've heard that saying a million times. Sam Darnold has got to finish what he started. What do you think, Lindsay?
I think you're spot on in the skepticism because it just still is such a limited sample size and we have a tendency to get caught up and get lost in the sauce. And I think we also have to add an element to this conversation as well is go beyond what Sam Darnold has been able to accomplish. Can it be replicable with another kind of journeyman quarterback or if you want to go with the J.J. McCarthy? Because we have to talk about Kevin O'Connell being one of those quarterback whisperers. And so is he a guy that you can put in the same camp as Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay, where you can make a lot more with a lot less than other teams that are struggling at the quarterback position? And if you do have that confidence, you know, what does that mean in terms of your balk point if Darnold's camp comes back and gives you X amount of dollars? And so I'm putting my eggs more in that basket. And I think that would probably be the healthier way to look at this because, again, it's just such a limited sample size for Darnold, and he is surrounded with a lot of good weapons in that offense.
The other thing that I want help with this on the text line, and you can chime in and weigh in, 651-461-9226, is people are talking about Sam as though we know that ultimately this is who Sam Darnold is, 100%. Are we sure of that? I mean, I'm not saying this to diss him, but I would hate to be in a situation where Sam Darnold plays this well, and then you give him a bunch of money, and then all of a sudden he regresses. Like, how many quarterbacks have not looked good in a spot, then they go to a different spot, they show that they are, I guess, they've reinvented themselves. They've tweaked and made themselves better, but they're able to sustain it for a long period of time. How many of those quarterbacks have we seen? 651-461-9226, Monday Night Football Edition, or just a Monday Night Edition of The Lake Show.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sam Darnold, he will get paid. We know that. If it was me, shout out to Kwesi. I got to give you some props, man, for selecting that guy to be the stopgap quarterback. So I definitely want to give Kwesi Adofo-Mensah a lot of props. I was super critical of him after his first draft, but he's done a pretty damn good job here the last year and a half. I got to give him that. I'm dead serious. I think that he's gotten better in drafting players, much improved there, and I really feel like this year's past offseason, free agency, he knocked it out the park. Nobody can dispute or debate or even argue against that point. But moving forward with Sam Darnold, how do they proceed? If Kwesi asked me my opinion, what I would do, which he would never do, doesn't even know me like that, and I don't know him like that, I would franchise tag him. That's what I would do. And look, I know that players don't necessarily, they don't like the franchise tag. I get that. To me, the upside of the franchise tag is two things for Sam Darnold. First off, Sam Darnold's making, what, $10 million this year? $10 million. If Sam Darnold was to be franchise tagged for the Vikings for 1 year, he would get, what, $41 million at least? Could you get the whatever the average is of the top five quarterbacks? So my point is you get that year, and it's guaranteed. And you know what you do that year? You ball out like you're a $10 million quarterback again, and then you go next level. Because this is the thing people got to understand, that if he balls out again, then the payoff is multi-year contract. Now, people say, well, Lake, hold on. What if they try to franchise tag him again?
Kirk Cousins 2.0.
Well, this is the thing. What, have you seen what the – that's an astronomical amount of money. and the Vikings wouldn't do that. There's no way that the Minnesota Vikings would franchise tag Sam Darnold twice when you have J.J. McCarthy there. There's no way you would do that twice with Sam Darnold. Now, I'm kind of distracted a little bit. A judge says that Trump does not have immunity from hush money conviction. That's breaking news. Now I'm a little bit.
And here I'm thinking, trying to figure out, hey, would actually signing Sam Darnold to a long-term contract, maybe a year or two down the road, actually be better economically for the team as a whole? Because let's say they went to J.J. McCarthy and then he goes off. Then you got contract money goes more expensive.
What do you mean a year or two down the road?
I'm just thinking, like, I'm going into hypotheticals that may or may not exist. But say we go, the Vikings choose to franchise tag Sam Darnold and he has another unbelievable year.
Uh-huh.
Probably not going to franchise tag him the second year in a row.
No.
So you go big contract for Darnold, who now is probably, what, 31, 32, 33? I'm not sure how old he is right now at this point.
He is, what, 26?
26. Okay. Then it's a different thing entirely, because you have to talk about roster fluidity being one of the paramount enviable positions to be in the league. So you have a guy who's a little bit older. Maybe he doesn't get that max level contract that a guy like J.J. McCarthy, who is 21 right now, 2-3 years down the road. But you're also not going to give him a deal without seeing what he brings to the table. So it's more of a Jordan Love situation if you kind of look at it.
No. This is totally a Jordan Love situation.
Right.
It totally is.
And I'm fine with that. I'm fine with having him sit and learn and take it all in and then stepping into the light instead of being forced into it.
Yeah, the only issue, and this is bad luck for us, is that he's been injured this year. Like
meniscus.
Like, no. I get that. But but I guess what I'm saying is, even if he had never played, at least he would be out there getting reps. That's the only downside. I'm not talking about getting reps in a game. I'm talking about getting actual physical reps as opposed to sitting there. Look, do I think that he's in a playbook? Of course. Like, he's probably going through so much film and all this stuff, whatever, JJ, whatever. But there's no way to substitute actually being out there on a practice field and going through it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that this is – first off, it's a torn meniscus. It's not like a career-ending thing.
No, he made the career-conscious decision by not getting the immediate surgery that would allow him to come back this year, and then you're bone-on-bone for the rest of your life. I had to make that consideration years ago myself.
He got the surgery, but it's a different type of surgery. Yes,
right, but you're not just taking it out and trying to rush your time back, because that's what a lot of athletes have done in the past, and it actually expedites a lot of their further injuries at a quicker rate. So.
Yep. And there's the couple of different meniscus situations where, with the tear, it's all about how they go about it, where they try to, like, they repair it, or they, where one version is you're out like a few months, like Carl Anthony Towns had to do, or it's the one where you're done for a year but you're more fully healed.
100%. Because it's a very small little flap in your knee that it's very finicky, causes a lot of pain, causes a lot of inflammation and swelling. And ultimately, if you have any sort of weakness in that structure, you're going to be using other areas of that structure to help hold yourself or maybe avoid pain, which causes more issues down the road. But by making that conscious choice, by saying we're going to repair it and we're going to allow this thing to heal, in many ways, when it came down that he was going to be out for the season, I was thinking to myself, this is a weirdly good thing. I don't cheer for injuries, but then it takes out that possibility. Same Sam Darnold plays just even like half of as well as he has so far, that everybody's going to want to go to. Let's put the kid in. Let's see what he has. I think there's way too much expedition out of the uncomfortable phase just to not be losing anymore, when actually that could be better for the team as they grow together.
Yeah. The text line says here, Kurt Warner might be the best example of a quarterback who reinvented himself. Mm. Like, I agree with that, but we got to understand, too, like, because I think that Kurt Warner is very much an outlier. He is somebody that literally wasn't the story like he was bagging groceries?
Yeah.
Like, he was out of the league and wasn't sure that he was ever going to do anything. But yet, no, he definitely, I would put him down as somebody that you look at and you're like, yeah, that guy figured it out eventually at some point. Now, this one from the text line says, and I appreciate the text, I think you're selling Darnold a little bit short. What he's done this season is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We all agree on that. So we're not disagreeing on that. They say, you saw Josh Dobbs, Nick Mullins, Jaren Hall, all fizzle up on that and give the keys to a quarterback in McCarthy who's never taken a snap. Just my two cents. Oh, no, hold on. It's the Texas is broken up. You saw Josh Dobbs, Nick Mullins, Jaren Hall, et cetera, all fizzle last year. You can't just assume another quarterback will take over and light it up.
They weren't first-round picks, though, either.
Darnold is a great fit here. The offense is humming, and I'd be leery to give up on that and give the keys to a quarterback in McCarthy who's never taken a snap. Just my two cents. And Lindsay just kind of stole my thunder a little bit, which is what I was about to say, is that, first off, Josh Dobbs, Nick Mullins, Jaren Hall, those guys were just guys. No expectations whatsoever. Sam Darnold was a top, three pick in the National Football League. So I wouldn't say the names Josh Dobbs, Nick Mullins, and Jaren Hall in the same breath as Sam Darnold. But I guess I would ask the texter this, though. And this is not me knocking Sam Darnold, because I'm a fan of what he's doing. You have to look at the sample size of somebody, though. You can't just look at what he's doing right now and say, this is who he is. I hope and pray that this is who he is. But let's be real here. In 3 years with the Jets, he wasn't good. And I know that the Jets were a lot of that. In 2 years with Carolina, he wasn't good. In a season with the San Francisco 49ers, you can throw that out because it was Brock Purdy's team. Okay? All right? So we can throw that out. So my point is that this is the year you look at. The year is now. Doesn't mean that that's 100% who he is. And if your comparison is Josh Dobbs, Nick Mullins, and all these, those guys are scrubs. Let's be real here. To the texter from the 612 that's asking about Darnold, how many years has he been in the National Football League? This is year seven. He's a young guy. That's a good amount of football, though. Now, granted, he didn't play at all last year. He was just a backup, right, for Brock Purdy.
Reset.
Yeah, so I guess what I'm trying to say in all of this, and I love people texting into the show, is that I love what Sam Darnold's giving us, and I'm not saying that he couldn't replicate this next year for the team. And with that being said, I would have no issue paying him $40 million for 1 year. Mm. My point, though, is we are not about to get in something where we're talking about giving him $120 million guaranteed and all this other stuff, whatever, and then because the sample size is too small. The sample size is too small. I'm just not doing it. I don't feel comfortable doing it.
I got another name for you that I think fits this hypothetical as well. And we're kind of looking at it as a measuring stick of what is truly possible if he keeps pushing it down this road. Because Baker Mayfield walked into a pretty tough situation in Tampa Bay, right? He had to go there. He had to compete for that spot. That was after he went through Carolina. Then he was out in L.A. They beat the Raiders on
kind of. Who did he have to compete with, though?
I know.
Nobody.
But not anybody. He was a guy that was given up on because Cleveland said there's a grass greener.
But he didn't have to compete for the job, though, really.
He had to go through camp. You got to go through. You have to earn it. You got to earn it, Henry.
But do you know the quarterback he had to compete against? A backup quarterback from the University of Florida a couple
Kyle
years.
Kyle Trask.
I mean, come on, Lindsay.
I know, I'm just saying, but you have to go in there, you have to earn the job. Yeah. They wanted that guy to be the appointed, kind of like how Atlanta was with Desmond Ridder until he wasn't, right? There's this plan, this hypothetical, but he goes in and he wins that job, and then he plays really well. They go to the playoffs, and if I'm not mistaken, they won a playoff game.
And that's actually a good name that you pulled.
And with that, that's within a one-year sample size, similar ages, right? Similar draft position. So I guess, are you as a Vikings fan willing to make a decision similar to that Tampa Bay made for Baker Mayfield? And have you seen enough from Sam Darnold to say, yeah, I buy into that, including him as a leader? Because I think that's what distinguishes Baker Mayfield from a lot of other quarterbacks, as well as the way that he competes and the way that he leads people. And we've heard a lot of great things about Sam in that light as well.
Yeah. 651-461-9226. Great call by Lindsay with regards to Baker Mayfield. I think that's a pretty good comp in terms of guys being selected high and just not really figuring it out and then going to another spot and playing extremely well. Coming up next, we're going to talk to KSTP political reporter Tom Hauser, because I want him to give me some background on who the new party chair is for the Minnesota GOP. We'll talk to Tom Hauser. He joins us next year on The Lake Show. All right, the Minnesota GOP have selected their party cheer.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Alex Plekish, and I wanted to know who he is. Give me a little bit of background on him, just kind of, you know, who we're going to be hearing from, who's, you know, a guy that's been elevated to this specific position. And joining me now to kind of give me an explainer would be Tom Hauser, political reporter from KSTP. He joins us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. And Tom, thank you so much for joining me. And I just kind of wanted to at least let's start there. Who is Alex Plekish?
Well, a lot of people were asking that question on Saturday night. I was kind of taken by surprise that David Hahn was ousted after a pretty successful election year for Minnesota Republicans. You know, they've got a tie in the House. There were some issues with the U.S. Senate candidate, Royce White, who was kind of a controversial pick, but he was endorsed by the Republican Party. And but it was a surprise. And I got to be honest, Alex Plekish, I didn't know a great deal about until he was elected. He was a former national committee man. They call him each state has a few people who represent their state party to the Republican National Committee, the RNC. And he has held that role. He is now on the Wayzata City Council. He is a military veteran, and he is just the latest in a long line of Republican Party chairs. You know, it's funny, Ken Martin in the DFL party, I forget now how long he's been there. It's closing in on 20 years, if it's not 20 years. In that amount of time, I bet the Republican Party, I bet Plekish will be the fifth or sixth Republican Party chair in that same time frame.
You know, Tom, I want to go back to Hahn for a second because I agree with you. Like, what he did with the Republican Party this year, how they broke the Democrats' trifecta at the state capitol, the fact that he was able to help them recover financially, like they're, you know, for them to walk into being in a cash positive situation, those are some really good things. So for him to not win as the incumbent, that has to be a shock. I mean, what's the chatter around why he didn't get or remain there in his situation?
Well, you know, and you're right. He did help get the party back on a firm financial footing. They are still way behind the DFL party when it comes to fundraising. But it wasn't that long ago. The Republicans were more than $500,000 in debt. Now they've They've turned into more of a positive cash flow situation. Still have a lot of work to do. Plekish says that's going to be one of his focuses, along with winning the governor's race in 2026. But from what I understand from people who were at the Central Committee meeting on Saturday, there were some, and it went to three ballots, so it wasn't like he was, thrown out without any, consideration. But there were some questions about some expenditures during the last campaign that went to an LLC, I think it was in Wyoming, and because of some confidentiality agreements, he couldn't reveal, who got that money. And so, there was all kinds of conspiracy theories. And I think that was one thing that kind of hurt him. But it's kind of the way the Republican Party is. They're controlled by kind of a certain faction. And if you don't toe the line with them completely, you will be ousted. And I think, we see that with, Joe Frazier, who was, a lot of people thought was going to be the endorsed candidate, and he was not endorsed. Royce White got the endorsement, which surprised everybody, just like a lot of people were surprised that David Hand was now voted out. So it's hard to predict what the Republicans are going to do, either at the Central Committee level or at their conventions.
Yeah, we're talking to Tom Hauser, KSTP political reporter here on The Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. I do want to get back to Ken Martin for a second, the DFL chair. Listen to this statement from him. The Minnesota GOP has been completely captured by the most extreme fringe activists in Minnesota politics. That, according to Ken Martin, he wrote, blaming Hahn's loss on, quote, far-right activists. Woof. That's an interesting statement to make.
Well, but it's one of the beauties of Ken Martin. When the Republican Party is he called it chaos. I think it's a little short of chaos. But whenever there's any kind of conflict in the Republican Party, Ken Martin, through his communications people, they love to make sure everybody knows about that and kind of expose that. Look at the Republicans, continue to be kind of a rudderless ship, and that's why you should vote Democrat. So you got to take some of that with a grain of salt, but he's very good at it. There's a reason Ken Martin has been the chairman of the DFL party for so long. He's been very successful, and one of the things he's successful at is when there are issues going on with the Republicans, he knows how to pounce on it.
Hey, Tom, tell me and get me up to date on the latest in this recount in Scott County that could determine the control of the Minnesota House.
Well, on your behalf, so you and Lindsay didn't have to do it. I sat through 7 hours of testimony today.
Wow.
Down in Shakopee about all kinds of things, about secrecy envelopes and absentee ballot applications and, absentee ballots and recounts. It went on for a long time. And so here's where it stands right now. The Republicans are contesting the election in District 54A down in Scott County. Brad Tabke is the Republican or the Democrat incumbent. He leads Republican Aaron Paul by 14 votes. But the problem is there is 21 ballots that disappeared. They think they were just thrown out. I mean, they literally went in the garbage. At one point, they were actually going to a landfill trying to find these ballots. But by the time they got there, they found out they'd already been shredded. So that's a little bit of the background, but they are leading. Tabke leads by 14 votes, but there's 21 votes unaccounted for, and nobody knows exactly who those votes would have gone for. Now, election officials today said they think they know who those 20 votes belong to.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know how they voted, but they think they know who they are. But they also acknowledged, we don't know with 100% certainty. So Republicans are saying there should be a new election. You've got a margin right now of 14 votes, and you got 21 votes unaccounted for. They say simple math says there's no way you can say with certainty who won, so there should be a new election.
It's interesting to think about what the recourse is in that situation, but definitely you don't want a situation like that ever arise because everybody's vote matters. That's terrible.
Yeah, exactly. And it's one of those things where they actually had voters today who were testifying, some of these voters whose ballots may or may not be among those that are missing, and they testified about how they feel like they were cheated, that their voices were not heard because they followed everything they were supposed to do, and their ballots are not going to count, or they might not count, because honestly, nobody can say with 100% certainty exactly who were the 21 or 21 people who cast these ballots. And so they did 7 hours of testimony today. They will resume tomorrow, probably about a half day of testimony tomorrow. And then the judge down there will have until the deadline is, from what I understand, the first day of the legislative session in January to make a decision about whether there would be another election or if there's going to be some other way to remedy this.
Yeah. Hey, Tom, man, always a pleasure. I appreciate you getting back to me and joining us here on the show and shedding some light on both situations.
Okay. Thanks, Henry.
All right. Take care. That's Tom Hauser, KSTP political reporter, joining us here on The Lake Show. All right, we will take a break. And coming up next, an incident in Madison, Wisconsin that it wouldn't shock you in the news cycle, but surprising nonetheless. We get to that next. An incident in Madison, Wisconsin today wouldn't shock you. It didn't shock me when I saw it in the news cycle, but it's still surprising nonetheless. Unfortunately, we have another school shooting at a private Christian school in Wisconsin. And, teenage student, open fire, handgun today, killing a teacher, killing another teenager. This is the final week before the Christmas break. The shooter also wounded six others at Abundant Life Christian School, including two students who were in critical condition. Another teacher, and three other students have been taken to a hospital with less serious injuries. And as of Monday evening, two of them have been released. I just always hate seeing these stories because when I think about schools and what schools represent and what they should be, and we think about our lives and we think about families and kids and stuff like that, we know that this is an institution of learning. That's what it's supposed to be. You send your kid to a school, whether it's an elementary school, a middle school, high school, college, you send them there to learn. You don't send them there to be harmed. And it's very unfortunate that a teacher and a student were killed, and other teachers and students were harmed. But it's one of those things where when you see it, your heart sinks and you say, well, here we are again. Things haven't changed. Right? We say it way too often. We see it throughout the year, whether it's early in the year, and now here we are a week before Christmas, and we've got families that are losing loved ones. That part didn't necessarily, it didn't shock me. It makes me frustrated again. It makes me sad again. But the thing that surprised me in this one, the shooter was a 17-year-old female student, according to law enforcement. Now, look, we can sit here and say that the same way that we say that nobody is immune from these type of actions, I think the profile for who a suspect can be is anyone, right? But at the same time, as much as we say that, there typically is a they fit the description, right? Like let's just be honest about that. Well, I'm not sitting here saying that a person can't be some sort of killer because of their gender or based on their religion or whatever, right? We know anybody is capable of doing anything deadly and wrong in our society. But this right here, 17-year-old female, that's typically not the description of what a shooter in a school typically is, right? Like, that part at least surprised me a little bit. Did that surprise you at all, Lindsay?
Absolutely. I mean, I've seen the statistics of just how overwhelming it is and how typically they have different ways that that gender seeks out different ways to kind of let their voice be known or take out those emotions. And typically boys, that they go to schools, they go for as much as they possibly can. And so who knows what kind of pushed this young woman to do this. And I don't really know if we want to get too deep into the weeds because we can go with that garden variety. Well, they weren't well. Clearly something went wrong.
Yeah, we don't know yet.
Something isn't consistent with what the rest of us are doing with. But regardless, like you said, Henry, the tragedy of it, the proximity to the holidays, the fact that this is like, I think, the 360th shooting this year, it's just, you know, it's numb to it for a long time.
It says, according to a law enforcement official told the Associated Press, that the shooter was a 17-year-old female student. Mm-hmm. Police said the shooter was dead by apparent suicide when officers arrived. They declined to give details about the shooter, partly out of respect for the family. Look, I'll say this. There's a lot that's going on. And we can sit here and we can try to pretend that all is right in the world. It's not. There's a lot going on. I literally earlier today on my way here, because I've had just a busy day, man. I attended a funeral earlier for my uncle. Just been doing stuff. But then, got to get to work, right? I'm talking to a friend of mine that lives in Kansas City. And we were talking, and he says, man, I got to tell you something. And he told me the story about, and I won't get into the specifics of the story, but he told me about their community in Kansas City. They have had two suicide deaths for young people, high school age students. One kid specifically told me a story about was a sophomore within the span of just a few days. Like, I think that, look, we all know that everybody in the world deals with suicide, okay? No country is spared. No community is spared. We all deal with it. I dealt with it in my family, 20 years ago. My point is that we cannot act like things are just okay. Like, we have to be cognitive of what's going on around us. We have to try to, figure out if our people are good. I know that I'm good because I've been told this, and it's just not me rambling on, but I like to check in on my friends. I like to see and read the temperature of how they are, right? Because if I do that and I make that effort, I know that I'm reaching out to them to support them. Because everybody's going through something. Everybody's going through something. I'm going through stuff. You're probably going through stuff. Everybody's going through stuff. And there's levels to it when I say stuff, right? Like, some people have hard, serious stuff. People are dealing with, like, cancer. And then somebody could be dealing with a flat tire, right? So there's levels to this. But you guys get my point. I just hope that, because there's so much that I've seen here on the bad side in 2024, I really hope that 2025 is a much better year for me personally and for everybody else out there that's listening to the show. All right, coming up next, a Mankato State professor is in hot water about a remark they made reacting to the death of the UnitedHealthcare CEO, Brian Thompson. We get to that next.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.